This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We should do a piano version of this. What do you think?
I think we should do a
piano. We should do a piano version of this.
You guys should totally do it.
It's okay.
Directors, how would you start the song?
No, we just use the lyrics. You can get the feel. We just make it.
We'll get the feel.
Chuku 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 sa vuga. Vuga. It goes vuga. We go vuga.
What is that? They said we must stop saying those because we're go chanting like, evil spirits.
Oh, please.
Yeah, did you see that video?
Oh, please.
Say what?
Is it a conspiracy theory?
Please, that's nonsense. You remember there's a song that... I mean, back in the days, I don't know, you guys are young, you probably won't remember, when Michael Jackson's videos were deemed to have these messages that are evil and his songs...
Was part of the Illuminati.
If you play it back, it speaks in satanic verses.
Oh, yes, yes.
And all, there was that whole thing. The most recent, well, not recent, the guy with the big nose... Beyoncé's husband.
How do
Jigga.
You?
Jigga.
The billionaire?
The billionaire,
man,
that made Beyoncé.
When I
rectify your statement, please.
Okay.
Nobody. Who made Beyoncé? Fix your words. Fix your tone.
This is not South Africa.
I agree. Yes. I think you have to. If you are accused of Illuminati or witchcraft,
you
definitely made it. People can't phantom someone being that successful.
Yeah.
So it has to be something.
What was that song, man? It was a Lucifer sign of the morning.
I remember it, yes.
And people's like, because he's chanting the name Lucifer three times, he's calling on the devil. But the song actually says, Lucifer, son of the devil, I'm going to chase you out of here. I'm like, how does it become evil? And I'm like, guys.
Everyone has been accused of witchcraft. Everyone.
Yeah.
Like everyone, even South African celebrities are accused. Yes.
If you check football banter, they will tell you how Mamelodi Sundowns has got a snake.
There probably is.
That's why they
I agree with those words. Something's happening there. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So, guys, it's officially spring today. Remember, there was that whole talk about spring on the first. Spring
it's
starts
sprung.
Today.
Hence Bumi's outfit.
Oh, it's 22. So it's the 22nd.
So that's not the reason.
You're coming with Illuminati.
No,
yes.
That's your Illuminati.
That's not the
you're
going
to tell us on the at 22 minutes past 10 on the 22nd of
2022.
Quit playing.
Quit playing.
What did the angels
say?
So
it's spring today.
Yeah.
Please.
Just that according to season
dates.
Don't shoot.
Don't play gamates. We are in living in a water
country.
I wanted to wear springish,
hair,
but
please.
The weather did not allow.
What's springish for you? Is it linen?
Something colorful.
Really? Mm. I've never seen you wear anything colorful, Gwena.
I wear colorful clothes.
No, you don't. Like a floral shirt.
Well, not.
That's not your vibes.
No, I do have one or
what's
two.
What's a colorful shirt for you? Not like one color. I'm not saying you wearing like one t-shirt
just think
that's
of the
yellow.
Beach colors, like, yeah, well,
that's been colorful.
Mbeko Beach.
What do you want me to?
You're just not that guy.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You win.
Would you pull off the whole linen look with shades is it a fedora?
Look,
I don't know.
For some reason, when you're explaining that, I'm sorry. My mind just went to SK Khoza wearing that. I don't know why.
I absolutely
have no reason why. Please forgive me.
That is his vibe, yes.
Yes, but please forgive me.
He's constantly on holiday mode.
Did you see his latest video?
No.
Oh. SK. But
he has another one.
No. But this
he's
is
off a SK
no. But this
show.
is no. This is a scene from I think Black Door or Back Door. Mm-hmm. What's the movie that he's doing, the series?
Something's happening, yes.
Yeah, he's joined Back
By
Door.
Black Brain.
Black, yeah, Back Door or Black Door.
Yeah, yeah, yes,
it's
yes,
a popular
yes.
Where he's literally having sex with his older woman. And it's like, and you know, like South African television these days, they shoot very interesting sex scenes. Like where you literally see him taking off the panties of this big woman, this older woman. He smells them.
Is she a bigger woman?
You know her, man. You know, she's a famous actress. Her name escapes me. But yeah, you'll check it. Anyway.
I felt like yeah. And I missed when you said it. He smells like...
About to Smoo.
Smoo
deserves his own reality show.
SK Nara. Smoo, stop it.
Why would he sneeze?
Because nothing. Sniff.
Sniff, we might be painting.
You know what? We're going to move on now at 12 minutes. Make that 13 minutes plus 5. Do you guys love white chocolate?
White chocolate.
Mixed with dark, yes.
Yeah, so we're talking about white chocolate. I'm not talking about top deck. Yeah, it's why we're normal to top deck. White chocolate?
Sometimes, just to substitute the brown one. Not like, but just to substitute the brown
me.
One.
Yeah.
Do you know there's no such thing as white chocolate?
By Dahil Affair.
Because there's no chocolate.
Oh, yes.
In white chocolate.
It's
so white. It's
they use cocoa butter, which is, but it's technically, if I want to be technical about it, you can't call it chocolate.
Okay.
No, it's white bar.
Are we having a
bar. Milky bar, as
are
they call it.
Are we having an MCC and champagne conversation
Kind of a vibe, yes, that kind of a vibe. But okay. But the thing is, white chocolate does not have chocolate.
Okay, I get it. I see you.
Yeah.
The actual.
So they use cocoa butter. Yeah. And then, you know, and then.
No melanin in that thing.
Yeah, I don't like white chocolate. Not a fan.
I used to love.
It's too sweet.
I used to love Milky Bar growing
yes,
up.
Yes,
like
Milky
I
bar.
Used to love.
You guys had Milky Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Milky Bar?
I do know. Milky
oh,
bar.
What?
That's what
do
I'm
they
shook.
Still make
yes,
it?
Yes, they do. By Kenya, the peanut still it's the tots.
Oh, now they yeah.
I know they like putting Smarties also mixed
yeah,
with white chocolate.
They've changed it now.
Have they?
Yeah,
so you know the original.
Yeah, original.
You know when it was established. You were there.
Yeah, like I was there.
When they were cutting the
ribbon. In 1852.
Yeah.
Before Jan van Riebeck arrived here.
Just before
that guy arrived here, we did that. So today, it's a white chocolate day. If you are into white chocolate, please do have yourself some white chocolate. It's also World Car Free Day. oh, wow, Zanella. I know where you're going to go with this one.
I feel attacked, first of all.
Because you are car free.
You've been dazing.
I feel personally attacked.
Every day.
Is this for me?
You know, I would, if I could, I would go car free.
I don't like people like you.
Why?
It's like, it sounds like those, like rich people.
No, I just
you know,
hate.
That are like, it's really, like money's not everything.
No, but I hate driving.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah, I hate driving with, I really absolutely hate driving
especially
with
the streets.
Or the taxi rank go north, so pick your battle.
No, but taxi okay. rank is still car free. I mean, when we say World Car Free Day,
mm-hmm.
it means that you don't even have to go on a taxi. So
walk.
use a bicycle or something.
We'll
that's
take
what
a
world.
On this day.
Yeah, or just.
You should have told me. Hey, I should have walked to work today. Nkabe ke khona ke kenang mo bao.
No ka sekgole monna ya no mo botlosa go lotlo tla re ke nna ke ritse go wena ka.
Ke mo jone national days.
Yo you don't want to get me in trouble. Last but not least, it's Be an Angel Day.
I am one every day.
Send me an angel.
What kind of an angel?
See, spoke about angels because 22. But it's okay.
What kind of an angel are you?
Me, I am kind.
Not Gabrielle.
Sometimes.
Gabrielle, you've gone too far.
No.
Who's your favorite biblical angel?
Lucifer.
Don't know them.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you don't know them.
I said Lucifer.
Well, Lucifer was not a bad angel.
Jokes.
Prince of the air.
Who?
Prince of the air is Lucifer.
I don't know the angels, hey?
Smuda?
Yeah, I know Gabriel. I know.
Gabriel is you know, what is he
Gabriel,
in charge of?
Have you gone too far? You should hang your head.
Who has the. Is Peter the one standing at the gates with the gate?
Oh, you want that one? The one at the pearly gates.
Yes.
The one who decides whether you're coming
right,
in or not.
Yes. The one with the guest list.
Yeah.
If you're not on the guest list, then I'm kidding
him. Michael, the angel.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because he loved sugar.
Because he loves money?
Sugar.
Sugar, it's okay.
Yeah. Michael,
the, soft life.
Michael the Angel, actually, and I quote, said, one can never have too much sugar. Whatever they tell you, whatever the dietitians, Halofano, and everybody else are saying, you can never have too much sugar.
Can you name all of them? This is really embarrassing.
Rick is going to expose it. Because
expose
it. It's 17 minutes past 5. We speak to Mark Pearson in a bit.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.